The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Come on, youth. Wakey, wakey. On your feet.
Where am I?
Bus station. Where do you think? Best room at the Grand or summit.
Oh, flaming hell.
With us, are you, Charlie? Cut sleep out of your eyes.
Charlie?
Your girlfriend here says you're Charlie.
Girlfriend?
I'm Lisa. Remember? You picked me up last night. Brought me a cup of cocoa. Tell him, then perhaps I'll let go of my arm.
Listen, Charlie. Lisa here, we're going through your pockets.
I was trying to wake him.
Oh, my back.
Oh, well, them benches don't do much for your spine. Now, can I have your name if you don't mind, son?
Mark. Mark Smith.
I see. And do you know this young woman?
No. Well, at least, I don't remember.
You lousy creep! You stupid idiot! And you let me go, you fascist pig!
Don't steal with you! Oh, you vicious little cow! Hey, come back here! Go on then, run, waste your breath. Don't worry, we'll pick you up. Yeah, she bit me, look, she's fetched blood.
She were robbing me then?
Well, she took your false teeth if you'd got them. I knew the type. You've been on a bender, have you, son?
No, I just... Well, to be honest, I've lost my house. You know, to the building society, like, and I had nowhere to sleep.
Are you a local lad?
Yeah, I am.
You've not got relations round here, then?
Well, yeah.
Best be getting in touch if you want my advice.
I've been in touch. They don't want to know.
Not my business, son. But you do no good sleeping rough. It's dog eat dog. Folks like that girl, they're all over the shop. They'll take the pennies off a dead man's eyes and then check to see if he got contact lenses. Now, China, if you're not catching a bus, I'll ask you to move on if you don't mind.
Bye, Ecduck. It's a sneaky wind, isn't it? You need your drawers on and no mistake if you're not wearing trousers. There, that's your teacups and your saucers, wrapped up courtesy of Rupert Murdoch. Anything else I can show you?
No, that'll do, doctor, very much.
I'll call it £3. Make it a fiver and I'll throw in a sugar basin and a cream jug.
Not today, sorry.
Bye.
Morning, Wendy. How's life?
Oh, burning day. You'll get lost down here, Upmarket. I thought Brat and Dyke were more your scene.
It would be, but of course they've closed down.
Oh, have they? Seems to be a trend. Well, you're not here after a new suit, that's for sure, so what can I do for you? If your missus is running out of china in that big house up Longsdon, you can't go wrong here.
I'm not shopping. I just wondered if there was any news of Mark's whereabouts.
That's a dicky bird.
But it's nearly a week.
That's right, since your outfit evicted him. What's it you call yourself at Six Towns? The Friendly Building Society?
I heard nothing of the matter until it was too late. It simply went through, well, channels.
And plates of £5 a dozen, love.
In any case,
right.
Strictly speaking, he wasn't evicted. As I understand it, he got one or two warning letters, then put his key through a Hanley Branch letterbox and took off.
Well, it was only a matter of time, though, wasn't it?
Well, I could have stopped it if he'd come to me in the first place.
Oh, I dare say you could. German, aren't you? But then he'd have owed you. They'd have been conditioned.
Not at all. I resent that. Have your parents reported him missing?
Not yet. They're hoping he'll get in touch.
Well, what would they think if, rather bringing the police in, I employed a private detective?
Oh, keeping it all hush-hush, eh?
A private detective would be much more likely to trace him, and we must... I must... I mean, I'm not exactly blithe about all this, you know.
Who is? Whatever gargoyle you've got in your hip flask, I'll have a spot with you.
Oh, be my guest. I've got a cup or something?
Dozens.
Mind if I sit here?
Feel free.
Terrible, isn't it?
What?
What they charge for a tea.
Oh, yeah. Daylight robbery.
Still, you can see the point. Nobody's exactly rushing to drink up, which means there's less turnover. And they've done a pester. They've done a come cleaning the tables and whisking your cup away. Being left undisturbed is part of the price structure.
You've studied this, have you?
Yeah, at college. Thomas, I was bright. And then I got into drugs and stuff. Are you into drugs?
No.
Crime?
Toying with the idea.
Sex?
You could say that.
I watch people. Most of the time, I'm out of my head. When I'm not, I watch people. Suss them out. You're sleeping rough, aren't you?
Yeah. Plus, I never pack my brush and comb.
But you've only been sleeping rough recent, like?
3 nights. Look, I'm ready for a second cup. Can I get you one?
Ta very much. Mind, I've got a mate. I couldn't have one without she has one. Hey, Lisa. Guy here wants to buy us a cuppa.
Is that right? Pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Just one thing to get straight. If it's business you're after, deal with me. I'm Lisa. I do the business. She's Bev. She does.
Hang on. I'm not after business, whatever that is. I was just being polite. And by the way, haven't we met before?
We might have. How would I remember? I don't keep a diary.
We met this morning, rather early. You mistook me for somebody called Charlie.
Yeah, well, you're a bit of a Charlie, aren't you? Okay then, whatever your name is. If you're getting a teasing, I like mine with sugar.
It's bad for you. There's government warnings against it.
What?
Sugar.
Look, Mr. Rowley, as I told you over the phone, the chap Colclough was sent a couple of routine reminders, the second of which mentioned the possibility of repossession.
Quite so, Mrs. Pritchard. But to be straight, I think the best policy in the future would be that you dealt personally with this sort of matter, rather than just letting the computer programme take its course.
I'll try, naturally. But given the number of clients in Mr. Colclough's situation, it's a question of finding the time.
I know there are difficulties, but it is important to remember we're human beings, Susan. It is Susan, isn't it?
Susan? Sue, if you like.
We'll stick at Susan. I mean, I'd shudder at Bernie.
As you wish.
Look, Susan, I recognise there are procedures...
Procedures which you've okayed.
Yes, but as I say, we do have to remember we're human beings and not just instruments of policy. Anyway, enough said. I'll leave you to get on. I just thought a chat might be useful after our somewhat, well, heated exchange over the phone. No, no, don't bother. I'll see myself out. Bye then.
Bye-bye. Bernard. Sue Pritchard. Oh, right, fine. Wheel him in. Oh, and Phil. This Colclough thing, the repossession. Keep it on ice. Our chairman's taking a personal interest. Why? Well, finding out might be very interesting, as a matter of job protection, if nothing else.
Looking at them pot dogs, are you, Duck? All the way from Taiwan, £2.50 each, £4 the pair. Look, a treat on your mantelpiece.
Are they supposed to be red setters?
Indeed, sir, if you say so.
It's not the first time I've seen black red setters.
Oh, aye, you've spotted it. Made by colourblind children, you see. But at the price, can you grumble?
Look. Come off it, Doc. You know I'm not here to buy.
Right, first time, sunshine. They sell cutlery up by Wally's there. Though I doubt they stock flick knives. You're the gent that pulled one on me and my sister, aren't you?
I'm saying sorry don't seem much. But any road. I'm sorry.
Nobody got hurt, as luck would have it.
I behaved like a clown.
The well-known cry for help, was it?
That's how your brother-in-law, you know, Mr. Bin, saw it. And he did help. So I've got me head straight.
Yeah, well, forget it. I used to have this craving for dolly mixtures. Nobody was safe when urge came over me. You fancy those gravy boats, have they? Don't they're unsinkable, they are.
Look, I've been here a time or two. I like watching you operate.
Come again?
I like your patter.
Do you? Well, don't try patting it. Forgiveness is one thing.
I mean your spiel, you know, the way you hustle the sails.
Oh, is that so? Well, folk do say I'm gifted. You wait till hot weather and I can wear my leotard. Blimey, we'll get blown away 4 days out. Can't be much worse at Blackpool.
Hey, watch those cardboard boxes at the back. They're going.
Crikey, that's half me stuck. Pity poor sailors on a day like this. Well, don't just stand there. It's all hands to the rigging.
Steady! Don't drop me. Open, will you, window. Don't push me. I'll go through head first. Right, your turn, Bev. Help her, useless. And be careful. She's not strong.
I can cope. I'm not a complete dag leg, Lise.
You've got to, have you?
Yeah, so you can shove off.
Oh, please, don't be so negative. This is a squat. It's not our property. You brought us tea. Ooh. We owe him.
That's down here, dear.
It's better upstairs. Watch it, though.
Things can give way suddenly.
And it's crawling. Mind, the rats are that big. We don't get pestered with cats and such.
We'll not be here long. We're planning to move. We have our eye on a place in the country. For the summer, at least. Cornwall's favourite. Just need some stash, and we're off. Isn't that our plan, Lise?
Yeah, that's our plan.
Forward planning. Future policy. Stability and growth. I'm into all that.
We need stash. We need a motor. We need money. Any ideas, Charlie?
He's not Charlie, he's Mark. Call him Mark. Accept him, Lise.
Right then, Mark. Any ideas, Mark? Bev's not 100%, as you might have noticed. Time's sure. Ideas are welcome.
I'll work on it.
Don't bother, because I have.
That's it then, all shipshape. Do we get salvage money or just a nice thank you?
Here, cheeky, put this in your pocket. You've been a big help.
Ta. Be setting your store up tomorrow, will you?
Friday, and I'll be on my tod, so if you fancy another day at it, you've no karate classes or flower arranging or whatever.
I wouldn't mind. Be tooliganism, don't it?
What, flower arranging?
That I know. But I meant having a job you can enjoy.
I'll take your word for it. I've never been a hooligan. Mind you, I've tried flower arranging. Vandalising a telephone box can't be much worse.
I'll see you Friday then.
8 o'clock sharp. Then lock up garages by Brinley Bank. You can help me load up.
Great.
But listen, this is just casual, like. I can't offer you out regular. I have a partner, see. Name of Sybil Hargreaves. Just now she's sorting her love life out. In Prestatyn of all places. But she'll be back.
Fair enough. I won't expect a pension. I think that's my bus at the stop. I'll see you Friday then, Miss Colclough.
Miss Colclough? Call me wet. Miss Colclough? Why not?
See that red one just past the streetlight?
Which streetlight?
Are you blind? That one on the corner, by the Chinese takeaway.
If you fancy that one.
Which one?
The one you're on about. The red one. The hatchback.
What's up? Don't you like the colour or something?
I'm not keen on red. But it's too near the light.
Find a brick or put it out.
Don't be daft. We'll be heard.
I wasn't serious, was I? For crying out loud. We're down a side street. The Chinese inn are open. There's now but back doors and yard gates. What arm are the lights? You can't nick a motor in the pitch black.
Calm down. Don't rush me.
Move then. We need a motor. We have to get away. I thought you'd agreed.
A car park's safer.
Wasting time studying, Natrin. Let's look sharp and do it.
It was the red one you said wasn't locked.
I tried it.
I'll still have to wire it.
I thought you were a mechanic. I thought you knew motors inside out. I thought it was child's play.
Well, I've got my city and gills, but...
Never mind your CV. Let's have that mower nicked. We're only borrowing the flaming thing. Let's be in it, pick Bev up and head south.
Today's episode was written by Tony Perrin, who also devised the serial. The producer is Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.